Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Freddie Kiger is here. You can always trust Freddie.
I am eager, eager, willing to share.
Yeah.
Opening, hoping that we can enlighten.
I'm ready, I'm willing, and I'm able to rock and roll all night. I'm ready, I'm willing, and I'm able to rock and roll all night. That's a little Fats Domino.
Oh, yeah.
There.
And you're hoping and wishing. And praying.
Like Dusty Springfield?
Exactly.
Except it's wishing and hoping.
Well.
In that order.
I did it backwards. I played the song backwards.
I'm not surprised. Backward masking.
Yes.
On the Kiger Show.
Today we're doing classic movie characters.
Oh, okay. I might be able to hang with this one. I don't know.
Well, I think you
Depends
can.
On the movie.
I know one of my friends can answer this in a heartbeat if he knew I was doing this.
Oh, yeah?
Because he's played off of it to name one of his bands.
Okay.
In the 1939 classic movie, The Wizard of Oz, what is the name of the Good Witch of the North?
Oh.
In the 1939 classic movie, The Wizard of Oz, what is the name of the Good Witch of the North?
I should know that.
And we know that Dorothy's last name is Gale, G-A-L-E. Yeah. We're wanting to know the Good Witch of the North. Remember, she comes down to Munchkin Land. Mm-hmm. We represent the Lollipop Guild.
The Flying Monkeys.
The Lollipop
is that how
Guild.
You, is that what he named his band?
Lollipop
the Flying Monkeys?
Guild. No. He named it for the Good Witch of the North in The Wizard of Oz.
Okay. I don't think I know the answer to that.
And
I should.
We welcome you to Munchkin Land.
Thank you, Freddie. You're welcome as well.
I'm sorry you had to suffer through that.
I am too.
Who's the Good Witch of the North? Call us at 919-929-WCHL.
Yep.
Early in the morning, you can wake up with WCHL and everything you need to know about what's happening in our community. This is Ron Stutz. I'm your host for 3 hours a day, 6 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday on WCHL. All your local news and sports, including exclusive coverage of Carolina and their local high schools. We'll have traffic and weather together. Rand Northam, Freddie Kiger, Wayne Pond, Art Chansky, D.G. Martin, and CBS at the top and bottom of the hour. Get your day started with Hometown Heroes. Local commentaries and more on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
Freddie Kiger, you want to know the name of the Wicked Witch?
No,
the Good Witch.
Yeah, Good Witch
of the North.
Yeah,
and you know, I
starts with a G. My friend Bill Balcom named one of his bands after this Good Witch of the North.
I do not know. I can't remember.
Glinda.
Glinda.
G-L-I-N-D-A. Glinda.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. In the movie, she was portrayed by Billy Burke and trying to track down something as simple as the names of the other witches. That was enough to make a bishop forget his prayers.
Okay.
I mean, I bet I spent 15 minutes. See, the problem is, the novel that was written in 1900 by L. Frank Baum,
mm-hmm.
he put some names in, but the movie didn't correspond.
Uh-huh.
Then it winds up that they use some names simultaneously. Mm-hmm. And Glinda in the novel was the Good Witch of the South.
Really?
So that's why I had to specify the Good Witch of the North in the movie.
That's all confusing.
It is and confusing.
And Bill Balcom had a band named Glinda?
Glinda.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not
know
that.
May have been
that.
Even Chasing Glinda.
Yeah.
Chasing Glinda.
What?
And the Wicked Witch of the West, I think it was Margaret Hamilton who portrayed her. I'll get you, my pretty.
And your little dog, too.
I don't think she had a name. She was just the Wicked Witch of the West. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Oh, boy. Well, hey, thanks.
Hey, you're welcome.
I think.
You're welcome.